Current State on 90.5 WKAR. On Wednesday night, September 17th, an Audi award-winning audiobook reader will visit Okemos to talk about his craft. George Guidel has read the audiobook versions of titles like John Irving's A Widow for 1 Year and Wally Lamb's I Know This Much Is True. He'll be at the Okemos Public Library at 7 p.m., and Current State Scott Pohl talked with George Guidel about recording audiobooks for a mass audience. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark. There aren't a lot of audiobook superstars, but George Guidel is certainly one of them. He's narrated 1,200 unabridged books. His 40-year acting career has included audiobooks for a couple of decades. I asked him if being a good actor is important to being a good audiobook narrator.
Well, that's an interesting question because I've since recommended some guys, friends of mine, who are good actors, but just couldn't sit down and tell a story. It was a different kind of thing, and there is a difference. There are many good actors who are good narrators, but not every good narrator is a terrific actor, and not every great actor is a terrific book narrator. It's a feeling that you have of talking to one person and telling the story as if you are the writer. And it's a kind of craft that you begin to find that a relationship builds between the listener and the narrator. And the relationship is very, very important because these people will listen to you and experience something vicariously that you are interpreting so that they match your empathic response to the material. And you have a relationship, and people will come into a library, no matter who the narrator is, and ask for a book by that narrator, and they don't care who the author is, because they've established a very deep pattern, a deep relationship, a deep rapport with this narrator, and they don't want to give it up. So there are several narrators for whom people look for when they go into a library.
I have a question for you about the mechanics of narrating an audiobook. And here's why I want to ask the question I'm getting to. Here at WKAR, we have a service for primarily the blind.
Mm-hmm.
And many years ago, I read a few books for them. And when I went into a studio to read a book, I really couldn't do it for more than 15 or 20 minutes. I had to take a break.
And why?
Because my voice would get tired. My eyes would get tired. What are your mechanics for recording a book that might be 20 or more hours long?
I don't know why that is. The microphone is right in front of you, right in front of my head. And you're not projecting as if you're on the stage. You're talking directly into that microphone as if there is one person sitting in front of you. And I tell, as a matter of fact, I get a lot of emails from people, and I tell them, I thank them profusely for that, because with each email I get, that person goes into the booth with me, and I talk to that person because I know they're listening. So it's a very intimate relationship rather than a broad acting kind of thing. I don't know why your voice went out. Maybe either you weren't trained or you were talking too strenuously.
Well, I clearly wasn't trained for this kind of work.
There should be no strain in talking. I record from about 11 in the morning till around 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And, of course, with a break every hour or so, and coffee breaks and lunch breaks. But it's a day of talking. You talk most of the day, but your voice doesn't go out. People talk a lot during the course of their day. But I think some people get a different muscle to work when they find themselves in front of a microphone. They have to perform something extra with their throat, and it doesn't work that way. You don't have to have a beautiful voice to be a good audiobook narrator.
We're talking with Audi award-winning audiobook narrator George Guidel, and I need to ask you what the Audi award is. You've won it twice.
The Audi award is just a little thing you can put on your desk. It's a Lucite clear thing that says best narration, etc. But it's a token of appreciation in your peers. It's like they say, it's like the Oscar for the audiobook industry. There are several narrators who get Audi Awards for specific books, and every once in a while there's a special achievement award for an old guy like me who is still doing it. I'm really blessed with this. It's a tremendous job. I read books that I never would in a million years pick up. some books are beautifully crafted novels that never get enough praise or enough press hype to circulate them around. And I get a chance to interpret them and be in that book. And as you're in a book, it's the same way you're as in a character if you're an actor. You become that person who's telling the story. And it's a marvelous experience. There are a couple of the books that I've read that I tried to read when I was younger, and I could never get through. Don Quixote, Marcel Proust, some of the heavy classics, could not do it. I could not read. And yet, and of course, the one I just did about a year ago was Les Miserables. And in performing that book, you enter into that experience and make it come alive. And that's probably one of the things that make an audiobook a heightened experience, is that you bring an immediacy to the events happening in that book. Person reads it to themselves. It's interesting in their own imagination, but hearing it brings a current feeling. It feels like it's happening now as the storyteller is telling you. And that's a great thing for an actor to be able to do, and I'm just so blessed by being able to do it.
Am I correct that you've specialized in fiction, or have you done some nonfiction books?
I've done a lot of nonfiction, yeah, but mostly it's fiction and classics. I gravitate to the classics because the language is beautiful. Even though it's a translation, usually classics that have been translated are translated beautifully, and it's a pleasure to say those words. Fiction has a wide range of characters, and I have that range to be able to convey a lot of different voices. So that works for me. I've done the nonfiction that I've done have been some very good ones. I did the Cronkite biography, which was a wonderful story of how TV news gets made. Armies at Dawn was a wonderful book of how we got into the Second World War. I've done some of them, but usually the books they ask me to do are the fiction, the thriller novels, the murder mysteries, things like that.
I feel under some obligation to ask you about authors or genres that you don't particularly like to narrate, either because you don't like them on an individual reader level or because maybe you don't think your voice or your delivery suits them. Is there anything like that in your work?
That's a good question. You know, people know me now, and they expect a certain quality from me. And the company that I work for mostly, which is Recorded Books, they know what people are expecting from me. So they know not to give me certain things, like books with gratuitous sex or gratuitous violence in it just for the sake of sensation. I don't really do those, and I really don't want to do those. A long time ago, I was doing a soap opera, which I wasn't really crazy about. And an actor friend of mine who was on that show noticed that I wasn't really liking the part and told me, this is when I was first starting out, and he looked at me and said, look, do you think you're a pro in this business? I said, yeah, I want to be. I think I'm a pro now. He said, well, let me tell you, a professional is someone who loves what he does, even when he doesn't love doing it. And that kind of stuck with me over the years, that I may not agree with every book, or I may not like the way a man writes a book, but if it's a novel, and if it's not gratuitously sensational, it deserves to be read. And there are people who are going to say, I love that book, even though I may not like it. So my responsibility is to help that person enjoy that particular book. And sometimes, I tell you, that's a challenge. You see, the better the book, the longer the recording session is, because the book carries you, carries a narrator through these experiences. The language is good, and it works. If the book is not quite up to par as far as quality is concerned, then you take more coffee breaks, because there's an anger thing that comes in saying, why am I doing this? And that stops any creative flow. So it usually takes a little longer to do a book that is not quite the Crime and Punishment or the Don Quixote book. But nevertheless, they still deserve the same amount of commitment.
What kind of exchanges have you had with the authors you've read?
It's interesting. Out of all the books that I've done, there are two authors that asked for auditions. That always blows my mind, because you think after you've spent time writing a book, you want to know who's doing your voice. But only two asked for auditions. That was Elie Wiesel, who wrote Night and Day and Dawn, the kind of recounting the experience of the Holocaust, and Wally Lamb, who wrote I Know This Much Is True, which is one of my very, very favorite books, and his other one, The Hour I First Believed. He's a wonderful writer, and the kind of books that I particularly gravitate to are books that include a wide range of humanity in it, no matter what's happening. The characters are believable, and there's statements made by the book that are universal statements about what it means being a human being. I just read one just recently that falls into that category. It's called Remember Ben Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, written by Stephen Harrington, which is a book no one's really heard about, but it's a beautiful novel about art, love, father-daughter, father-son, history of Texas. It's about everything and beautifully written. So whoever's listening, if they want a nice journey through a couple of years that the book takes place, Remember Ben Clayton by Stephen Harrington.
Audiobook reader George Guidel will be at the Okemos Public Library on Okemos Road at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
My pleasure. I hope to see a lot of people there. Questions and answers are always a lot of fun after the program, so I think they'll find a lot of interesting information about the process of recording a book, and what I do is paint pictures of various characters as we talk. So I'm looking forward to being there.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.